Gareth, it is what we at the Dollop Patreon call quiz time.
What sucks about these is like another quiz, you'd be like, all right, I know what to study, but I have no concept of what this will be. So, and I believe on the last one, I got a high F, right? Which to me is good.
You were graded an A, because if you get over 50% in these, it's an A for you. It's a sliding scale.
It's called a dummy curve. Okay, I get you.
So, Gareth, this quiz is about presidents that have been covered on the Dollop.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Question number one. All of these men are on U.S. money. Which of them were president? Benjamin Franklin.
Bingo, move on. That one.
George Washington. Thomas Jefferson. Alexander Hamilton.
Who was a president out of those? I mean, yes. Listen, this is great. It's like, if I'm confident, well, this is good. George Washington was a president, Dave.
That's right.
Our first president. Our first president with shark teeth.
So far, you're killing it.
Can we stop? This is awesome. A+.
Benjamin Franklin, you're going to say yes or no?
Was he a president? He was a president, and I'm not going to back down. I think I could pull it off in this day and age. I think I could start a movement and I could get 5% of the population to be like, he was, and I'm going to stick with it. Benjamin Franklin was a president.
I bet if you asked Americans if he was a president, 50%.
No. I mean, I'm going to get people to start fighting for the fact that he was president.
Yeah, I don't think that would be hard. I think it's way over 5%. I think you get way more than that.
Thank you, man.
Okay, Thomas Jefferson.
Was he a president?
Yeah.
I thought only one of them was.
Which ones are presidents?
Oh, well, Hamilton and Jefferson were the other presidents. Benjamin Franklin was not a president. I'm aware
of that. You're incorrect. Hamilton was not a president.
I don't even understand what the fuck that question was. How did I fail? How did I fail that question so hard?
I thought the question was which ones were presidents.
Oh, okay. George Washington.
And
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
And Hamilton. I would have gotten that right, honestly.
Really?
If I'd understood exactly what you're asking, I think I would have gotten that right. Only because of the musical Alexander Hamilton.
Sure.
And the fact that I publicly decreed that Benjamin Franklin was a president once.
Have you seen the musical?
No, but I saw the one they put on Disney during the pandemic, which is over.
The pandemic or Hamilton? Okay.
Both.
They both cause the same amount of damage. Question two. When George Washington was dying, doctors tried having him drink a mixture of molasses, vinegar, and butter. Which of these treatments is the only one they did not try? Applying a blister of cantharides, a painful salve made of crushed beetles that would slowly draw deadly humors from his throat. Performing a tracheotomy so he could breathe through a hole in his neck. Giving him calomel and tartar emetic to induce vomiting. Removing roughly half of his blood. Which one of those did they not do? People are screaming. They know the answer. They're screaming.
I feel like they didn't make him vomit. I definitely remember the Beatles, and I know they drained him like a fucking bad tank of oil.
Yep. So the other two are performing a tracheotomy so you could breathe through a hole in his neck.
I feel like they did the tracheotomy.
Induce vomiting.
I don't think they induced vomiting. I don't think they would induce vomiting. I don't think that would make any sense.
Well, then it's tracheotomy, because if it doesn't make sense, then they're going to do it. Yes, they did not perform a tracheotomy.
They didn't. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So they made him puke. One. Yeah. Just making him puke just seems, I mean, I guess it's like get the poison out or whatever they're thinking is going on, I guess.
They're also fucking idiots. I mean, they put beetles on his neck.
Well, they drained him to death. I mean, they don't know. They let him, this is the first time they let him die.
Yeah. Why did Thomas Jefferson grow poppies at his Monticello home? No. In memory of his dead infant daughter named Poppy, to make a laudanum for his chronic diarrhea, to Ooh. Keep rodents away from the house, his mistress / victim Sally Hemings thought they were beautiful.
I think it was to stop diarrhea.
No, you're right. It was to stop diarrhea.
Wow. And it certainly does. We've all learned that.
I have just,
you get all bound up when you have heroin.
That's right. The only U.S. president who was a prisoner of war is Ulysses Grant, Andrew Jackson, Teddy Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy.
Ooh. One more time.
The only president who was prisoner of war is Ulysses Grant, Andrew Jackson, Teddy Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy.
It's not Kennedy.
Definitely not Kennedy.
I'm so bad at this. Huh?
It's definitely not Kennedy.
No, no. They didn't put him in prison. They just killed him. I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope.
Damn it.
That's a good guess, though. It's Andrew Jackson.
Okay, that makes sense. Old Hickory.
Andrew Jackson's most well-known nickname was Old Hickory. Creek Indians knew him as Bulletproof.
Prick Hickory. Old Prickery.
Old Prickery. Bulletproof, Sharp Knife, Cobra, Ironheart.
Not Ironheart. What are the other ones?
Bulletproof, Sharp Knife, Cobra.
Bulletproof. It's either between Bulletproof or Sharp Knife, but I'll guess Sharp Knife.
That's right. Proud of you.
I'm proud of me too, man.
Everyone's proud of you right now. That question, people listening are just like, God, please get this one right.
Why people, these?
Well,
why?
You're two for three right now.
Don't jinx me. We really should stop. I should just say I have internet problems.
During the contentious Hayes-Tilden election, where the results were in dispute for months, Congress met in February 1877 to count the electoral votes and declare a winner. The president of the Senate, who is the U.S. vice president, was supposed to open the certificates and count the votes. Why didn't this happen? Because A, the majority of certificates
were lost.
Way
too long of a pause, by the way, because I'm like, see, you expect me to answer this shit like straight up?
The majority of certificates were lost en route from Florida. B, Congress concluded that the vice president and the entire U.S., entire Ulysses Grant administration.
Sorry, you're going to have to start again. Sorry, Jose just did some crazy shit. Okay,
we have interruptions.
Sorry.
Congress concluded that the vice president and the entire Ulysses Grant administration was too corrupt to be involved. Democrats objected to allowing a Republican to open the certificates. Vice President Henry Wilson had died in 1875 and the position had not been filled.
Fuck. This is pure guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't know this.
I feel like it's too early for Republican Democrat. I don't think it was that. So what were the other two?
Other two.
Other three then.
The majority of certificates were lost en route from Florida.
I feel like they'd still, maybe. Okay.
Congress concluded. Congress concluded that the vice president and the entire Ulysses Grant administration was too corrupt to be involved. Vice President Henry Wilson had died in 1875 and the position had not been filled.
I'm going to say Ulysses Grant. I'm going to say it's crazy, but I'm going to say that.
You're incorrect.
Fuck.
It was Vice President Henry Wilson that died in 1875. Wow. Yeah.
Interesting. It just said no vice president.
Yeah. I probably would have gotten that one wrong, too.
Thanks, Bobby.
The Compromise of 1875 was an unwritten. Sorry. The Compromise of 1877 was an unwritten deal that settled.
By the way,
dispute.
It's not. It's fine. 1875, 1870. Don't even worry. Say 1930. It's fine. 2004. You're fine, baby.
The Compromise of 2025 was the Compromise of 1875 was an unwritten deal that settled the disputed 1876 presidential election. What did Republicans agree to do if their candidate, Rutherford B. Hayes, was installed as president? Donate 1,000 pounds of cheese to various relief organizations. Create the Secret Service to guard government officials. Remove federal troops from South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana, effectively ending Reconstruction. End the Electoral College system.
Not electoral.
Give you a hint. We just talked about this on the podcast we just recorded.
Fuck you. Well, okay. Give it to me one more time. Give me the whole thing one more time.
The Compromise of 1877 was an unwritten deal that settled the disputed 1876.
Okay. I'm going to say remove troops to stop Reconstruction.
That is correct.
Okay. There we go.
Well done.
Boom shakalaka. So what am I? 6 for 7? 12 for 15?
3 and 4.
3 for 5.
Just under 50%. What is that, a sheep?
That's a sheep.
After he was arrested, the embalmed body of Lincoln was taken on a 21-day corpse tour by train. He was joined by a second corpse. Who was that second corpse?
Keith Richards.
His son, Willie. John Wilkes Booth.
That would Francis, be fucking amazing. That'd be awesome. No, we're finally hitting it off tour.
Oh, so good.
Together again.
Frances Adelaide Seward, the wife of U.S. Secretary of State William Seward, or Nathaniel Hawthorne?
I think it was his kid. I believe it was his child. Yeah. Okay. I have to say, again, these questions are put together very well for the mind of me, where it's like you're dangling familiar fruits that I'm like, I could pick this one, but I do remember that vaguely.
Small-time crime boss Big Jim Kennelly hatched a plan to get his best counterfeiter, Benjamin Boyd, released from the state penitentiary. He would kidnap President Lincoln's body and ransom it for $200,000 in cash and a full pardon for Boyd. Why did he decide that November 7th, 1876 was the best night to steal the body? It was... Yeah, it was a new moon, so it would be extra dark out. It was an election night, so there would be lots of people out on the road for cover. He knew that the unusual guard, Liam Kennedy, wouldn't be working that night. That his accomplice night off, that it was his accomplice's night off from the saloon. I would never get this one.
I think it would be because the third one.
He knew that the usual guard, Liam Kennedy, wouldn't be working that night.
Or is it election night? It's either that or election night. I'm going to say that one. I'm going to say 3.
It is election night.
Damn it.
The giveaway that was, it was November 7th.
I know, but do we vote on November 7th still?
It depends on what.
I feel. Yeah. Okay. Cause I thought it was just whatever. A few days. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, hey, what are you going to do?
At a press conference, a reporter asked Ronald Reagan how disgraced ex-EPA chief James Watt fit in with his claim that his environmental record was one of the best kept secrets of his presidency. The lights went off. What did Reagan say next?
Oh, fuck me. I'm going to remember once I hear it.
My guardian says I can't speak.
I think it's A, but yeah. Keep going.
Where did everyone go? Nap time.
He said, where did everyone go at different times? Oh, it's my guardian says I can't speak.
Yes.
That's when Patton and I just flew away from the table in sheer shock and outrage.
Yeah.
And you left the table too.
You're 5 and 5.
What? No, not 5 for 5. Oh, I'm 5 and 5.
You're 5 and 5.
That's right where I want to be. 50, baby.
You love bringing these in right to the wire every time.
Listen, I like a, I like the 3-point shot at the end, baby. 3, 2, 1.
When the New York Post printed a story with the headline "Best Sex I Ever Had," a quote from Marla Maples, how did Donald Trump react? He called the Post, used a fake voice, and threatened to sue them for $10 million.
Donald. He waved if you around, don't reprint it, I'll sue you.
He waved around Trump Tower, proudly asking, "Did you see this?" He bought 200 copies, autographed them, and mailed them to business rivals. He denied knowing who Marla Maples was.
No. I think he paraded it around like it was headline news.
You're right.
Yeah, he did. That's our boy. That's our boy.
Jesus Christ. Well,
there was a video I saw the other day of Trump, you know, trying to get like funding for a casino, and he was basically talking about like the skin color of Native Americans. And this guy at, I think he must, it was either Atlantic City or Vegas or whatever. It must have been Atlantic City. And the guy says something to the effect of, "I hope someone like you is never in power to make decisions like, you know," and you're just like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's so much worse. "But sir, who's determining they're Native Americans?" And this guy's just like.
While presiding over the Senate Judiciary Committee's hearings on Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, which future president said the chair does not have the power to rule out of order questions that are not relevant to our proceedings, thereby opening the door for the all-white, all-male committee to brutally grill Anita Hill, including accusing her of erotomania and perjury. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Our current sitting president.
That's right.
Joseph R. Biden.
Yes. 7-5 now. You come back.
Good for him. Good for, yeah, that's a comeback, baby.
As West Point.
What are we, is there 15, 20?
14.
Okay.
You got two more.
Oh, so I can only get a 50%.
Yeah, you're already 50%.
Fuck you, Dave. In your fucking face, bitch. Boom.
As a West Point cadet, future President Ulysses S. Grant set a record that stood for almost 25 years. What was that record for? 100-meter dash, most eggnog consumed in 3 minutes, equestrian high jump, most classes failed without being expelled.
Fuck, it's either eggnog or classes. I mean, the eggnog, right? I think it's got to be classes, because I think eggnog is meant to throw me off the scent of classes. I'll say classes.
No, it is equestrian high jump.
What the fuck? I love relearning this shit. It's just crazy. Okay. What? Damn it. So damn it. Crazy. I would never. That's very, very, I mean, truly, the questions are crafted very well. Very impressed. Damn it. Okay. 7-6,
you
right?
You gotta know this. Yeah. 7-6. What sport did Abraham Lincoln participate in, which would have earned
shooting
him the nickname
hoops?
Leaping Lincoln from a time traveling Gareth.
I called him Leaping Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Fencing, wrestling, cricket, long jump.
I think I remember, because it was wrestling. So it was like, Leaping Lincoln coming out of the ring. So I'm going to say wrestling.
It was.
Okay.
Eight,
he must have been hard to take down. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good F. Yeah, for me, it's pretty good.
Isn't it?
Again, I told you.
D?
Shit, I'll take a D. I got an F in math, so it could be a D. Yeah, I'm proud of that. So it's a high F. That's all I want.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably would go like, I was telling my mother this last night, and my nephew, because my niece and nephew are fucking amazing at school and at education. And I remember so many times taking tests, and I'd be like, everyone would be like, I would like show up to school, and I'd be like, people would be like, oh, what'd you write your term paper on? And I'd be like, what? Like literally. And they'd be like, the paper's due today. And I'd be like, fuck. And I just go in there and I'd be like, I don't have it. And they'd be like, what? I honestly, like, I look back, I'm like, I don't know how. I didn't even think somehow I completely missed like shit like that often. Or they'd be like, did you study? And I'd be like, is that today? And people would be like, yeah. And I'd be like, fuck. But after taking tests, like exams, you know, you cram for exams and kids afterwards would be like, oh my God, I failed. And I'd be like, I failed. And they'd be like, it was too hard. I'm like, yeah, it was fucking bullshit. And then like a week later, I'd be like, what'd you get? And they'd be like a B minus, pretty happy. What about you? And I'd be like, I failed. We were fucking talking about, asshole. I failed. I knew what, oh, fuck you. Yeah. Cause I'd be like, maybe there'll be a curve.
Yeah, there was
that a would curve. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. That's pretty good for me. I'm happy with that. The last one, I think I did probably equally as well. So I think, so if I can get next,
we should have my Uncle Pat on, who is a history teacher, and have him see if he can also answer along with you.
I agree with that. Here's why. Does he listen to the podcast?
Not really. Once in a while. But
if he doesn't listen to the podcast, then I agree to those terms. Because I feel like I'll have an edge having the podcast insight, and he'll have an edge because his brain works.
Everyone's proud of you.
Listen, I'm not gonna read comments. I'm not gonna fucking pay any attention to this shit. So, everyone enjoy the catnip.
They're good quizzes. Thanks again, Anne.
Seriously,
banging those out.
Really well crafted, enjoyable quizzes.
Yeah, they're very good.
I have no idea about Ulysses Grant and the. He was the real Leaping Lincoln.
He was. All right. Well,
there you go,
congratulations.
Everyone.
We had another rousing episode of Quiz Time with the Dollop podcast.
Yep.
Everybody wins.
Well, no, I'm not sure I won.